This episode of the MGMA podcast is brought to you by Walmart Business. It's the Walmart you love, now for business. Get everything you need for your staff and patients in one place. Enjoy big savings on health and safety products, cleaning supplies, over-the-counter medications, and much more. And don't forget the break room snacks. Create a free account today and start shopping at business.walmart.com. That's business.walmart.com. Introducing First Call Triage, your ultimate remote medical staffing solution. With their office hours nurse triage line, front office services, including appointment scheduling and insurance verification, and back office services, managing medication refills and prior authorizations, First Call Triage can streamline your practice's operations. Plus, their remote patient monitoring and chronic care management ensure comprehensive patient care. So make the right call. First Call Triage is the first and only call you need for efficient, cost-effective, and high-quality medical staffing. So visit their website at firstcalltriage.com to revolutionize your practice. Again, that's firstcalltriage.com. Hi, everyone. This is Daniel Williams, Senior Editor at MGMA and host of the MGMA Podcast Network. I am back for another episode of our Week in Review podcast. Again, my co-host, Colleen Luckett, is on a special project this week. Hopefully, we'll have her back next week, and we're excited about that. You may also hear some improved sound quality after much work and time put into it. We have launched our new MGMA recording studio, and I'm super excited about that and glad to be broadcasting from this new studio. So this week, I'll get some information to you, just go over a few things that have happened this week, and then we'll all head off to a good, enjoyable weekend. So let's get going. Our first story today is our latest MGMA stat poll. You may have seen that come in through your phone. This one is accurately predicting no-shows with advanced analytics to address patient access. It's no secret to any of you listening, but optimizing patient access by minimizing wait times for appointments and reducing no-shows has been a top priority and a top initiative for many medical groups through the post-pandemic recovery. So that's where we focused our attention this week in the stat poll. What we asked was, does your organization use predictive analytics to improve no-shows or patient scheduling? We found that 15% of medical groups use predictive analytics to improve those no-shows or patient scheduling, but the flip side of that, 85% currently do not. All medical group leaders responding to the polls were asked what their biggest challenges with patient access are. First, provider availability was the most frequently noted issue, either from simply not having enough doctors amid ongoing physician shortages or from blocks on physician schedules, making it difficult to accommodate more patients in a timely fashion. As one respondent told MGMA, template limitations prohibit certain types of appointments, even if space is available. Also, overall demand for care has been rising since the worst of the COVID-19 pandemic, according to many of the practice leaders, with one respondent noting that the inbound telephone call volumes are greater than staffing capacity this year. And then many respondents noted they are struggling to build in more time for same-day appointments. The recent 2023 MGMA Data Dive Practice Operations Survey report noted that surgical and non-surgical specialties were the most limited on their same-day appointment availability in 2022, while primary care specialties managed an increase in their same-day rate in 2022 to above pre-pandemic levels reported in 2019. A further note, ensuring an efficient check-in registration process was noted as a growing challenge by many respondents, as many administrators have considered or adopted stricter policies about when patients should arrive for their appointments to prevent delays. And going back to no-shows, the challenge of no-shows in general was mentioned by many practice leaders, with most of them noting that they have branched out into areas such as arranging transportation for patients to and from appointments to ensure they make it in to see their providers. Several medical group leaders said they have seen an uptick in patients not having a reliable cell phone number on file for appointment reminder calls. Similarly, time and effort spent on payer authorizations and coverage checks was noted to be higher than it had been in previous years, especially with many older patients adjusting to changes from traditional Medicare coverage to Medicare Advantage plans. So what can you do? Here's a couple of suggestions from this latest MGMA stat poll. Optimize appointment reminders. Remember that cancellations aren't the problem. No-shows are the problem. Your automated reminders should make it easy for patients to cancel and release the appointment slot. Also, ensure your reminders offer personalized messages that include the specific details of their appointment, such as date, time, location, and the provider's name or service. With these details, the patient can determine at a glance whether they can come to the appointment or need to cancel and reschedule. And finally, offer personal preference options to patients. These include the choice of channel, email, text message, phone call, also language options, and the ability to opt out of reminders. In the episode show notes, I'm going to provide direct links to this particular article, and there are also some other references and resources that you can draw from as well. We're going to end today with some government affairs and advocacy news. We want to make sure you are staying on top of what all is going on in our nation's capital. First up, MGMA outlines 2024 advocacy priorities. With the second session of the 118th Congress underway, MGMA continues to ensure the voice of medical groups is heard in Washington. Our 2024 advocacy agenda calls for bipartisan solutions which ensure the sustainability of medical group practices and advance their ability to provide high-quality patient care. MGMA's 2024 position papers provide additional background information and further detail our official stance on the various healthcare policy issues we will be focusing on this year. I'm going to be providing a direct link to those so you can dig into those even a little bit deeper. In looking at the website right now, we have position papers on alternative payment models, artificial intelligence, electronic funds transfer fees, Medicare physician payment, merit-based incentive payment systems, and physician self-referral law, or the Stark Law. And I'm going to provide a direct link to those. Also, we have position papers on prior authorization and telehealth. And so I will provide a direct link to those position papers so you can look at those in more detail. Before we sign off, I've got two more updates for you from an advocacy standpoint. Amid a challenging inflationary environment and ongoing staffing shortages, MGMA's foremost priority remains ensuring the sustainability of medical group practices. It's critical that Congress reverse the full 3.4% cut to Medicare physician reimbursement in the 2024 appropriations package to safeguard medical groups' ability to continue providing high-quality, accessible patient care. Now, we've provided a pre-populated letter that you can send to your representatives through MGMA's Contact Congress portal, urging them to take action to reverse the cut today. I'll provide that link for you in the episode show notes. And then finally, The Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, or SAMHSA, finalized a rule updating the regulations for opioid treatment programs. The rule permanently institutes COVID-19 policies that expanded the eligibility for patients to receive take-home doses of methadone, allows for the initiation of treatment through telehealth, and more. The final rule marks the first significant update to OTP regulations in 20 years. That is going to do it for this episode of MGMA's Week in Review podcast. I did want to remind you that the 2024 MGMA Summit is open for registration. That will be March 12th through 14th, and it's all online. Until our next episode, this is Daniel Williams signing off. Thanks for being an MGMA podcast listener. Stay safe and have a great weekend. The popular buzzword we've been seeing everywhere is AI. But what we all want to know is how we can implement and use it to our advantage. When it comes to improving margins, accelerating cash flow, and optimizing staff performance, there's a one-stop shop using cloud-based predictive analytics. MGMA Analytics is your AI-enabled tool that upscales technology you've already been paying for, so you can silo your disparate systems and make data-backed business decisions. Visit mgma.com/analytics and see how AI can revolutionize your finances and operations. Again, visit mgma.com/analytics today.